On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
How's it going, everybody? Welcome to Tall Can Sports, Grey Cup Week Edition, hashtag TCA Goes Grey. If you want to interact with us on Twitter, you can do that at Tall Can Audio, facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. This episode, like every episode this week, brought to you by Nita Beer Company. Visit them at nitabeer.com or at 190 Colonnade Road here in Ottawa. Rob across the table, how are you, man?
Outstanding, and you know what? You've got that down pat.
By the end of the week, I'd like to think so.
Huge coups. That's why you get the big bucks.
Well, I get the big microphone anyway. Maddie Lang in studio. How are you?
Good, man. Good to actually be in the studio, not on Skype for once.
Yeah, that's a nice touch. And we've got kind of an added bonus that at the beginning of the week I wasn't even on the radar. Scott MacArthur of TSN 1050. Thanks, man. How are you? Thanks for coming in.
I'm great. I needed a beer, so Attaboy. I dropped in and
look at that guy.
Nita. I like it.
Yeah. The pro in the room over here.
He's already got
spitting
going.
Spitting out the liners left, right, and center.
So we got a couple of things we want to touch on. I haven't prepared any of you because I find we get a truer response that way.
Blank stares, really.
Well, way more blank stares.
That's okay. We can handle that. I wanted to ask, I saw on Twitter earlier this week, Down Goes Brown, a great follow if you're not, asked the question. You are the GM of the Montreal Canadiens, a staff member comes in and tells you, due to a clerical error in Carey Price's contract, it's currently invalid. You have the option to just fix it and carry on as normal, or be rid of it before it kicks in next July 1st. What do you want to do? I'm going to start with Scott.
I'd be rid of it. I wouldn't have signed it in the first place. And again, this has got nothing to do with the quality of goaltender
right.
that Carey Price is. I just think at that age, to give that guy, I don't care typically about money, dollars, but to give that guy at that age that much term, it felt to me, given everything else that's gone on with that organization, the trading of PK Subban, some of the other decisions that have been made, sending out Sergachev, which just looks like a real
awful
rotten deal
now.
Right now. I mean, now that he's played a handful of games for Tampa Bay, it's still a small sample size. But, I mean, I think everybody knew this kid was going to be great. Drouin's a-
And then on Wednesday, I started to get hit with, man, it seems like an understatement to call it a cold, but that's probably really all it was. And it was just sort of starting to sink in. I had a pretty bad headache, and my voice was starting to go a little bit. But by Thursday, Friday especially was probably the worst of it. I had no voice at all and just miserable, right? For those of you who, this is going around a little bit and we're not going to spend the whole show talking about being sick. But it's going around a bit. I do know that, right? People are, there's a lot of people that have been put down with a pretty good bug and I got it something fierce. I could barely even talk on Friday and That carried most of the way through the weekend, all the way through the weekend. Here we are on Monday, and feeling a bit better. Obviously, you can tell the voice is still messed up, still a little congested, but I think I'm coming out of it. So, but because of that, man, I was in no position. A, I didn't feel like it, and B, even if I did, the voice wouldn't have been there to do anything over the last kind of 5 days or so. So the break wasn't supposed to be as long as it was. And if we hadn't recorded that audio whiplash on Sunday, there would have been nothing at all last week. So I was really, really glad I had that in my back pocket. Threw it down late last week. It was a good show with Maddie and Rob. If you haven't checked that out, you should do so. It's Audio Whiplash number 97. You can check that out. But that's kind of where things have been, right? That's why we haven't been around. That's why there hasn't been any content in the last week or so. And aside from that one show, I'm not sure exactly when the next Audio Whiplash and Tall Can Sports are going to drop. Rob and I will touch base here in the next day or two and figure out this week's recording schedule, which is typically how that goes. And we'll get some extra stuff out for you coming up. There is some exciting stuff coming up. Like I mentioned, that was Audio Whiplash number 97 that we had with Rob and Maddie, which means we're only a couple away from Audio Whiplash 100. And I'm not sure yet what that's going to look like. I'd like to do something to mark the occasion, but I'm not sure what yet. But it's kind of cool that that's on the horizon, 100 of those shows. We are at 187 sports shows. So those tend to, it's almost an exact 2-to-1 ratio, right? And sometimes it's just because when we get into a sports argument, they run long and we ended up turning them into two shows. We're both, Rob and myself, passionate sports guys. Most of our guests have been sports people. So those episodes have tended to run away a little bit and get out in front of the number of Audio Whiplash shows we've done. So we are coming up on Audio Whiplash 100, though, and we will try and do something special for that. If you have any ideas, something you'd like to suggest, either by guests or content or topics, different style of show, you know, whatever you might think, go ahead and send them in at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/Tall Can Audio. You can send us a message there or just post on the Facebook, you know, a few ways to do that. So that's coming up and that'll be fun. We're also, right around the corner from Rob and I's, favorite sporting event, which is the World Junior Hockey Championships. Sometime this week, Hockey Canada will release their invite list to the athletes who are going to be attending training camp and the selection camp. So not necessarily the roster, but the guys who are in the running for the roster. And so we'll talk about that a little bit, I'm sure. And we always do a World Junior preview show that we can put out to you on Christmas Eve. It's kind of become a fun tradition that we do around here. And it's one of our more popular shows every year, which is always strange to me because it's Christmas Eve. I don't know, you know, 2 years ago when we did it the first time, or almost 3 years ago, it was probably a mistake to put it out on Christmas Eve, is what I thought at the time in hindsight. Because when are people going to have time to listen to it? Christmas, you're doing all kinds of family stuff and you're busy running around. And Christmas Eve, I guess the thought was on your commute to wherever you're going, right? That was kind of what we talked about there. But, you know, it really limits people if you're already where you might be going or, you know, you got family in the car who don't want to listen to sports talk. I don't know what their problem is, but it's always been a heavily downloaded show. It's one of our more popular shows every year. And so we'll do that again. And so that's right around the corner as well on the horizon. So, definitely some cool stuff coming up. You know, before that, we'll get back on track with the normal stuff later this week. Hopefully I'll be feeling a little bit better. Rob was moving also last week, so even if I'd have been available to put something together, he probably wouldn't have been. Busy week for him as well. So I did want to touch back briefly on Grey Cup week a little bit more just before I move on from that and just talk about a couple of things briefly. First of all, I want to thank everybody who supported the shows, who came on board. Just briefly, I'll tell you a funny story. I wanted to do this at the end of the post-game show after Grey Cup. That would have been Tall Can Sports 187, I believe. And I got to do it a little bit, but we were in a rush, and I'll tell you why. As things finished up after the game, I don't think any of us ate while we were at the game. Rob disappeared a few times because he's got, as you know, the world's smallest goddamn bladder. And I really think what was happening is he had gotten cold and he was just happier to be hiding out in the washrooms where it was warm. But none of us had eaten, right? So we'd had a few beers and we're looking to get out, and they had massive parts of Bank Street, which is where the stadium is, all blocked off for the game. And the only way in and out really was on these buses. If you're in the Ottawa area, I know most of you are not, but they're 400 series buses and they're only on the road during big events. They either go out to Canadian Tire Center for a concert or a hockey game, or down to TD Place on Bank Street. And, you know, so they wanted to just make it easy, get in and out. So our thought was, let's not dick around. Let's not go trying to find a place to get an Uber. Let's get on one of these buses, really in any direction, and just go. And then just get off anywhere and call an Uber from there, right, where it was going to be a little less crazy from the stadium. So we jumped on, went a couple minutes south down to this mall, jumped off, and we called an Uber from there. And so now everybody's talking about food, and we know we want to get this post-game show done on that Sunday night. It's probably after 10 by the time, it was for sure after 10, maybe close to 11 by the time the stadium was emptying out after the crazy finish of the game there. Holy shit, that was wild. So we get this Uber and everybody's talking about food. And so we get back and we're trying in the Uber to also fire up Uber Eats and just get like a couple burgers or something sent over. And so we decide to go through and do that via McDonald's. And so Maddie's running through that and he gets all the way to the end and then it just cancels his order outright. And I'm like, oh, what the fuck? So by the time we get back to my place, there's another McDonald's around the corner. I know. So he decides, fuck it, I'm just going to run for it. And so he gets there, and as he gets to the door, they're just closing. And it turns out the reason it bounced offline on Uber Eats is their deep fryer broke, I guess, right? So they couldn't really do anything, I guess, if you'd wanted a salad or a drink maybe. And so he calls, and he's like, it's closed. I'm just going to run a couple blocks this way to the Harvey's. Gets over there, and they're closed. This is Sunday night at 11 o'clock. The McDonald's would have been open, but, you know, the deep fryer thing. So then we decide to order pizza. And the first place we call there is closed. And Rob's now getting pissy because, you know, it's getting late and he's old and, you know, shit like that. So we call this one last place. If this place doesn't answer, I'm just going home. I'm like, fuck that. We got this show to do, whatever. So anyway, we call the second place, just a generic pizza. And they're, yeah, no problem. And so they're going to bring over food. So now we get on and we do the post-game show while we're waiting for delivery, pause things briefly to go and answer the door and pay for it, and then set it down. And now as I'm looking across the table as we're wrapping up the show, there's two hungry guys sitting there going, you know, we just about done here. So I kind of blew through some of this stuff, but that was kind of how the game and the night wound up there last Sunday after Grey Cup. So if you'll indulge me for just a second, I want to say thanks to a couple of people. I'll do this in order of, you know, which they came on for the most part. So we started off the week with Amy Burke, Canadian Paralympian, and it was really cool of her to make some time for us before she left because she was on her way the next day to Brazil. And she had major competition down there. Some of you have been following along on Twitter. If you haven't, but you are familiar with Amy from the network here, she led the tournament in scoring, and her team, Team Canada, obviously won the tournament. And so that, you know, was the regional championships, basically, right? All of North and South America. They are champions of the Americas and will qualify for world championships. So congratulations to her. But it's fun when she comes on. We have a pretty good listenership on the East Coast where she's originally from. But we get a bit of a boost when Amy comes on. I don't know if it's through her social media or her name recognition or just people relating to her. I'm not really sure. But the lights there that I see on our little map when I'm looking at where some of our listens are coming from, they light up a little more on the East Coast when Amy comes on. And she's got a fun personality. And so we had a good time having her back on just to kickstart the week, kind of re-engage that East Coast part of the country. So big thanks to her. I really do appreciate it. The next night was Andy from Need a Beer Company. That was a fun show. I thought Andy was great in talking about the industry, talking about his brewery. If you haven't had time to check that out, you absolutely should. I believe it's Audio Whiplash 96, 95 or 96. You can go back and check that out on your podcast feed or at tallcanaudio.com. Really entertaining show, really fun guy. Gave some unique insights and just, you know, enjoyed talking beer with him. He hung around after the show. That would be hung around after the show. And we had a couple more with him and just chatted. And super cool guy. And they, of course, sponsored the whole thing. Made sure we had lots of beer around here as well for guests, and just keeping the shows moist is how he phrased it to us when we were setting it all up. So big thanks to him. That was really cool. AJ Jakubek of TSN 1200, guy knows his football, his Canadian football, especially like very few other people. He was a ton of fun to have on. Gave a great prediction as well, for those of you who caught that in the preview show. You know, he's just one of those guys that Rob and I both have admired for a while, thought he does a really nice job on the radio, whether it's hosting at, you know, sports talk shows, whether or not it's, you know, calling games. Just is a great perspective, super cool guy, and he made some time for us, so we really appreciated that as well. Nate Sager, I don't think I had a chance to mention this when I originally ran through this at the end of the last show, but Nate is a day one guy. He's been with us for a long time, and, you know, another guy who knows his Canadian football like very few others, knows his junior hockey like maybe nobody else I know, and he has been there for a long time with us. When we started this up, we did Audio Whiplash 1 and Tall Can Sports 1 on the same day, Rob and I did. And the very next show was Tall Can Sports number 2, and Nate was there. You know, gave us some instant credibility, has always been generous with his time. So he came on once again, talked some football. And most of these shows, really, they hold up pretty good. We've talked about more than just the Grey Cup game. So if you've missed any of these, you know, for the most part, they still hold up pretty well if you want to go back and check them out. And Nate's is no different. He gave some great perspective on whether or not a CFL team could survive in Halifax, which is all the talk right now. And of course, looking at the Argos at BMO Field and a few other CFL topics. So he was terrific. The last one here, or not the last one, but second to last, I guess, third to last. Scott MacArthur, this one came out of nowhere, and I think I told the story on the show, but if I didn't, I just sent him a message out of nowhere. I saw he was in town. Every year during the Grey Cup, there is something called Radio Row near the stadium, and a bunch of the different sports radio stations and whatnot across the country come into town, and they host their shows from that area. And so Scott was one of them. Scott works for TSN 1050 in Toronto, for those of you not aware. And so he was here for a couple of days. And I just kind of was like, you know what? What's the harm? Maybe I was feeling pretty good too, right? I had AJ in my back pocket. He'd already done it once. And so now when you're approaching Scott, you go, hey, you know, someone else from the TSN network's been on. And what do you think? And he was pretty upfront. He goes, you know what, man? I'm super busy on Thursday. I might be able to do it Friday, you know, if you can hang tight. And I said, yeah, you know what? We'll be as flexible as possible. And sure enough, he came through on the Friday, came in, gave us an hour and a half anyway of great, great talk. Lots of Leafs, lots of Habs. And for me, the most interesting part was his Blue Jays takes. He's covered them super closely for a long time. Used to go on the road with them before he got his afternoon talk show here on TSN 1050 in Toronto. So that was awesome. The last two were our in-studio guys, and we've got some good feedback, including an email earlier this week that was anonymous, which is interesting to me because normally when someone sends you an anonymous email, it's going to be to slag you. People don't put their names on that. They're kind of cowardly. But this was a nicer email and complimented a lot of the stuff, really enjoyed the guests, but took a moment to just say, hey, the boys in the studio all weekend did a great job, and I couldn't have agreed any more with that. Maddie Lang made the trip up. Brought some different perspectives to the show. He did a bunch of work too behind the scenes that no one will ever know about that really helped things clip along. And we're not going to get into all of it here, but really was a difference maker for us over the course of the Grey Cup weekend, and really brought a lot to the table. So we were super glad that he was able to come and do that. And of course, Captain Blowhard, always around, always lending his perspective, whether you want it or not. and brought it that week for sure. Put in a ton of work, did a bunch of research in terms of preparing for guests, being ready to talk about the game. As per usual, he was bringing it in, and so I appreciate that as well. So I just wanted to run through that once more, you know, just because I there was some people who made a big difference for us that week, and it's important to me that they know that. So in closing on Grey Cup week, I've been giving it a lot of thought. If you have any feedback yourself or any thoughts, I'd be happy to hear it. If we were to do something like this again, and I'm sure we will in one way or another at some point, around some other event, right? But I find myself wondering, if it was too much, would we be better off doing 3 or 4 shows, maybe with 2 guests at a time? Would we be? The thing that I've found, a lot of people were letting us know afterwards that they couldn't get through it all until afterwards, right? They didn't have it all finished by the time the Grey Cup rolled around. We were putting out most days at least a show a day, and sometimes 2 shows a day, and you know, some of them were pressing up an hour long. That's a lot of time to be listening to podcasts. And maybe if you're commuting into Toronto every day or, you know, something like that, if you drive for a living, you can get through that kind of stuff. But for the average person listening to podcasts, there was a ton of content there. And some of it, not all of it, but some of it was time sensitive, right? When you're talking about the Grey Cup itself, that needed to be listened to before the game. Now, luckily, we got into tons of other stuff with each of these guests. A couple of them, we didn't even talk about the Grey Cup, right? Amy Burke's show, right? Andy Nita's show, we didn't talk much about it. Even Scott MacArthur's show, I don't think we talked Grey Cup, but there was AJ's for sure, Nate's for sure, our preview show. And so when you're pounding out that much content over the course of a week, my expectation, to be honest with you, and everybody's a little different, I don't necessarily assume that each of you is listening to every show. Now, some of you do, and that's awesome. We love that. But a lot of people, and I'm one of them, when I'm listening to other people's podcasts, are picking and choosing, right? I'm interested in this guest. I'm not that interested in this one. This topic doesn't really feel me. I'll grab the next one. And so that's kind of how I saw it. When I was putting the week together and organizing in what order they were going to go in, things like that, I'm kind of thinking, let's stagger this a little. You know, we'll lead it off with a show that won't be particularly wrapped around the Grey Cup, and then we'll get into some football talk on the next one, and then... So if people are only listening to Audio Whiplash, there's staggered times for them. Tall Can Sports, same thing for them. I want sports, but not necessarily all football. That's sort of how I was putting it together. But I got lots of feedback that said, no, I wanted to listen to everything that week that you guys were putting together. Man, it was just a lot. And so I take pride in the fact that we were able to get all that out the door. But at the same time, if you look at it moving forward, what did I learn, right? What would I do differently next time? I wonder if it was too much, just in terms of how it was being released. Would you maybe do the same amount of shows and guests, but try and stretch it out over 2 weeks? Would you maybe try and do fewer shows and stack your guests where you could? Like these sorts of things. So that's just stuff that we've been kicking around, or I've been kicking around. And I'd be interested if any of you haven't let us know yet what you thought and do have strong opinions one way or another. Definitely send them in at all the usual places, at Tall Can Audio on Twitter, info@tallcanaudio.com. If you want to do the old school email thing, we check that. So let us know what you think, but just some stuff that, you know, you kick around in your head a little bit while you're trying to figure out, was this successful? I think ultimately it was. Our downloads were all way up. You know, I think that mostly thanks to our guests and some of their social media help, stuff like that. But yeah, just in terms of moving forward, what would we do differently? What was successful? What wasn't? And, you know, how would we change for next time? It's always something worth doing. And if you have thoughts, I'd love to hear them. So, I mean, as we wind that down, I wanted to mention to our Patreon users, this should have happened last week, but like I said, things got a little crazy. I was down and out. We did capture some bonus audio from around Grey Cup while we were over at the game, on the way over to the game, things like that. We're going to put that up for you Patreon users. Picked up 1 or 2subscribers over there over the course of the week, which was great. As always, we really appreciate that. You can find that stuff at patreon.com/tallcanaudio. And I know that when some people, I've gotten a couple of questions, show up. It doesn't look like there's stuff there. You don't see it until you subscribe. That's the whole deal. You can't listen to it. You can't read it until it, until you actually go through and subscribe. And I promise you, there is content behind there. Once you do it, it just doesn't show up until you are a subscriber. So that's sort of how that works. So we've got some new stuff that will go up today, which is Monday. So we will make sure that is up and available to our Patreon subscribers over there. As I said, thank you so much for your support. That helped get things done over the course of Grey Cup week for sure. So I don't think we're going to spend a whole lot more time here. I don't know how much longer my voice is going to run. I just wanted to kind of give you guys a heads up on where we've been and why there hasn't been much happening around here. We will get back at it. You know, I see that, Trump and his Republican buddies have, changed the tax code for just about everybody, fucking over basically the, 90% of the country. Here closer to home, a whole bunch of communities just lost their newspapers. Leafs are hot. Sens keep losing. Lots to talk about on the other shows, and we'll get that fired back up, like I said, plus some World Junior stuff. And we'll try to get Amy back in here at some point to talk about her trip over the next couple of weeks when we've got a little time for that. But just wanted to get in touch with y'all, let you know where we've been. Did I just say y'all? I did. I just said y'all. That is fucking atrocious. Wanted to let you all know what was happening, where we've been, and just get something up. And like I said, maybe wrap up the Grey Cup stuff once and for all. So apologies for the lack of content, but now you know why that's happening, which hopefully means you can stop sending us your angry tweets and whatnot. If you want to get in touch with the show, you angry people already know how, at TallCanAudio on Twitter, Facebook.com/TallCanAudio, Patreon.com to support the show, Patreon.com/TallCanAudio. My name is Matt Robinson. Thanks for checking out Unforced Errors on the Tall Can Audio Network.
Got 16 days, one for every time I've gone away. One for every time I should have stayed. You should have wore my wedding ring. I got 16 days, 15 of those are nights. Can't sleep when the bed she fights. It's way back to your side.
Yep. And you go, yeah, okay, I'm taking it, but I want to see the game. I'm really into this.
Yep.
And so,
and to me, that's just the if the market will bear $300, but the product is selling itself at $150, then it's $150 till they mark it up. And fuck you for trying to wrap yourself up in capitalism when really you're just.
Well, and so those guys, though, wrapping themselves as seedy as it is, right? You and I sitting at the Casey's just down from the dome, and those guys, when the Jays started to surge in 15, right, making big money.
Yeah, oh yeah.
But you got to think there had to be a shit ton of lean years for those guys.
Yeah.
Well, that's it. They were just breaking even.
Yeah. When the bottom fell out of that hard, I was reading this year for the Jays. Obviously, when they weren't, everyone bought all those tickets ahead of time thinking these are going to be, man, you see what happened last. Then the Jays were terrible, and they're eating it and selling it at 35%.
Yeah, come Labor Day. Yeah.
Listen, we were talking about earlier, I can't remember if it was yesterday or today anymore, had too many beers to figure out which day is which.
It's the same day, really.
Yeah. It's Grey Cup Day.
Still going on, right? We were talking about the Argos fudging their statistics.
Yeah.
The Jays 100% fudged their statistics this year because they were not announcing how many people were inside the stadium.
Yeah, how many were sold.
They were announcing how many sold. Mm-hmm. And everybody in Toronto and their mothers bought season tickets just so they could have
or the little flex packs and stuff like that.
Well, it's not even the flex packs anymore. They decided that wasn't good enough. You have to get the full seasons.
Right.
So everybody bought 500s.
Yeah.
Cheapest option. Still get your pick at playoff tickets if they make it that far.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They weren't too good this year.
Make an addition there. And can this team play playoff hockey? Can you win in those defensive games? Or because you're not going to win a lot of playoff games allowing 45 to 50 shots.
It's true, man.
As you start to lop off the Floridas, the Buffaloes, maybe the Ottawas, right, as you start to lose.
Does Ottawa not have two wins on us?
Well, just one, I think. We only played once this year.
Okay.
But yeah, if once, and that's what happens, right? You separate, you start to lose that bottom half, and you're just going night in and night out against teams that'll grind you, right? Will the style of play that they're doing right now, will it be enough, right, for the Leafs? And so really, to me, it's almost safe to say you've
already... that you get Victor Mete back, and now Shea Weber is hurt. You wonder if they regret their decision to send him out. But, you know, I wonder this year maybe more of a number of guys rather than caliber of guys when you start...
But you know what? It's two guys who are very sort of unhockey-like.
Yeah.
Doughty said
both
things.
Of them.
Yeah, Doughty said things that you know, most of the people go, "Oh, I wouldn't say that. Oh, don't do that."
Well, because obviously in his press conference, someone asked him about Toronto because that's been
shit happens there, bang, bang.
It's on top of you.
There's a reason why most of these people are here. It's because they can't make it there.
As long as you're willing to appreciate it for what it is, this can still be a blast, and we've seen that for a week now.
And that's the best way to say it. If you can appreciate it for what it is,